proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
No. Hey, Riggins, how many of the things on your Christmas list that you gave your mom do you think you're going to get? All of them? Does she buy everything that you and your brothers put on your lists?
Usually, yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually. She's pretty good about that.
Pretty good about buying everything on the list?
Yeah.
Do you, are you sensitive to that when you're making the list? Like, you don't want to load it up too much? Or you just like, if she's going to buy it, she's going to buy it. She wants to know.
I go crazy.
You do?
No. No, my, you know, as I've gotten older, the list has gotten shorter and shorter. Now it's two or three items that I mm-hmm. really want.
Yeah.
But they'll be, you know, more expensive things.
So, do your parents listen to Extra Extra Funny?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't get too much into what you got them or anything or what you're getting them because I don't want to mess up surprises and all. I'm good like that. That's just the kind of sumbitch I am. No? You know that, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of sumbitch I am.
Yep.
Always thinking about everybody else.
Always.
Sure.
My daughter pretty much wanted nothing but cooking stuff, like cookware this year. And I think that's about it.
Really? Like pots and pans?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. They're expensive. We just got new pots and pans. They're not cheap.
Oh, really? What kind did you get?
We got ones called Our Place.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
But, I mean, are they nonstick? Are they stainless steel? Is it the ceramic?
Ceramic, nonstick, seafoam green, super cute with a gold top.
Oh, are you going to leave that out on the stove? Is that still a thing for home decor to leave your nice pot out on the stove as a decoration?
It could be because you want people to see. I mean, they're not cheap, so you want people to see them. But I have a cute little teapot that I leave out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make tea.
Do you like tea?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't use it at all, but it is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a whole tea set, like with the cups and stuff?
No,
the teapot?
Just the teapot, yeah.
It's cute. So,
yeah, it's cute.
But yeah, I have one of the, it's a huge, like the big Dutch oven, and it's blue, that ceramic iron, cast iron ceramic stuff. And I love it, love it. But I don't leave it sitting out on the stove because I'm using the stove so much I have to move it out of the way a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I've gotten over the years to become more of a minimalist when it comes to things on the kitchen counter, especially.
Sure.
Yeah,
because if it's not being used, I don't necessarily want it just sitting out there.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
That's why we have a whole pantry for appliances.
Mm-hmm.
So the one pantry has the microwave, the air fryer, all of that kind of stuff in it, off the counter.
Yeah,
I don't know how we survived before that.
I don't either.
We were barely getting by before the second pantry.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's more clutter on the counter. I mean,
yeah,
you had your toaster, your microwave, the whole thing.
It was just like, basically, I felt like Abe Lincoln with the dirt floor cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's no way to live.
No.
Mm-mm.
Give me a place for my Nespresso.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Nespresso's in the other.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But it also doubles as a liquor closet.
Sure.
Where all the liquor is.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I hate when people hang their pots and pans over the kitchen island.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a farm look.
Yeah. I'm too claustrophobic for that.
It always feels
like the ceiling's coming in.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah. I don't like it either.
Plus, most of my pots and pans are dirty all the time anyway. They would never make it up to the...
Still got like stuff stuck on it.
Yeah. It feels very like a BDSM. Like it's like a sex dungeon. Yeah. Look,
you have to have the certain house for it and nicer, you know, they're not necessarily ones you use. You just,
I got it. It's more for the look.
Yeah.
And I think they need to be higher, in a higher ceiling to get them up. And I'm short, so it's not like I'm worried I'm going to hit my head on them or anything, but I just hate that idea of something hovering over me while I'm trying to do stuff.
Or falling on you. Like, what if that falls?
Oh, speaking of that, I can say this on Extra Extra Funny because my wife won't spring for the subscription. Every year at Krimma, she hangs these little wreaths on the cabinet doors.
Love it.
And it's a metal hook thing that goes over the top of the cabinet, and then it comes down to around probably close, not quite down to the middle of the cabinet. It's got a wreath on it. Well, every time I open a cabinet door and close it, that thing either clangs up against it or it slides a little bit to where it'll almost fall off the thing. And it's not that I'm slamming cabinets or anything. We have, mm-hmm. you know, those cabinets that you can't slam them because mm-hmm. they catch and they won't let you slam them. But that thing slides back and forth. And in the mornings when I'm in there trying to cook and it's clanging and stuff.
Yeah, I would not like that. Yeah.
I love the look, but I'm with you. I know what you're saying.
It's not practical.
Yeah.
But she got the nerve the other night after I've been cooking to walk over to that cabinet and look and see that wreath had slid over. And she opens the cabinet and slides it back to where it's supposed to be, closes the cabinet, and just kind of gives an eye roll like I'm the one. What a dick. I know, I'm just so terrible.
What a moron.
It's like dealing with a child.
Marie.
How could you?
Even like a little bit of a laugh, like, it won't do me any good to even complain.
And they move, like you said, they move so easily. Yeah. I mean, you could look at them and it move.
And she's got one that's on a suction hook. It's a suction hook that the wreath hangs on, that is on the metal part of the vent that comes out over the stove. And it sticks up there on that metal. But then what happens when the heat rises and all that? That thing falls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been hitting the head with it before while I'm standing at the stove cooking, and this wreath falls down on me. I think she finally gave that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Like, we do use the kitchen.
Could you put wreaths in more impractical places, please? Put one in the toilet.
Yeah.
That we have to move every time. That's crazy.
And as long as we're talking about little things like this that get on my nerves, are just little inconveniences. When you walk in our closet, the light switch is immediately to the right, like it usually is in places. Well, she has taken all of her hats, like, you know, trucker hats and all that she wears, and she's put them on the wall where the light switch is. With little, like, she put thumbtacks in the wall, those push pins, and then she hangs the hats on those.
Okay.
And it looks cute. Mm-hmm. But there's one that hangs right above the light switch. Now, what happens every time I walk in the closet?
It falls off.
Yeah, you knock it off.
Yeah, every time. So, up on the light switch, hits the bill of that hat, there it goes, and then I got to stop and pick it up and hang it back up there.
You should repin it somewhere. Pin it on the other side.
Put, like, above her bed where she sleeps. That is annoying, but it's super cute.
And you know what she'll say? I never knock it off. You're just too rough. You just run in there slamming, banging, you know, slow down, pay attention.
That's my mom's favorite line about my dad right now. He's very rough on things.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. Very rough on things.
Yeah.
Sounds like the same thing's going on.
Yeah, that's what she'd say. Well, it never falls. And I'm in and out of that closet way more than you are in a day. And why does it never fall whenever I do it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have the answer to that. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I keep knocking it off. Yeah. So what? How do we?
Well, you big lug. That's basically what she's saying in a nice way. You're just you're rough.
Yeah, you're like an ogre.
Yeah,
and it's almost like she could start every sentence with, you know, ever since you've gained the weight. That's what everything comes down to.
Yep.
You know, since I'm a great big fat person, I'm too. My hands are too fat now. They won't just turn the switch on. It's knocking stuff off like a big club.
You need smaller hands.
You need fatso accessible light switches. Right. Just make them big buttons.
Or just make the switch so long sticking out that I can just pop it up away from the wall.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on that.
Right. But I love that woman.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
I do. Immensely.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
She's my treasure.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.